This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. All right, we need to cover the creative update that we had earlier this week, so let's get to it. This is, let's see, Fortnite Creative version 21.50 update. The version 21.50 update brings the new Melee Designer device and Rainbow Royale flag prop, immersive first-person editing, higher player maximum on islands, and other UI and quality of life improvements. Plus, we've added Imposters prefabs and galleries and Colossal Crops prefabs and made several updates to other prefabs and galleries, Melee Designer and Melee Weapons. Swords and hammers are now in creative. You can use the Melee Designer device to customize a melee weapon. Some examples of customizations are changing the amount of damage it does, giving it a special name, giving it special attacks, or deciding whether it affects the player's stats. Keep in mind, each Melee Designer device can spawn multiple weapons with the same customizations. If you customize the options in the Melee Designer, all weapons spawned from that device will have the new option settings. If you want to make multiple weapons that all have different customized options, you'll need to set up a Melee Designer device for each type of customized weapon. Customize your melee weapon the way you want it, then use the Melee Designer to spawn as many copies as you need to drop it into other devices. Important: deleting a Melee Designer device will cause all weapons spawned from that device to permanently revert to default settings. The Melee Designer introduces a complex new set of behaviors to Fortnite Creative, so we consider this device to be an open beta state. That means that even with our extensive testing, there will likely be some unexpected bugs that you discover as you start using these new systems. Please report any issues that you find throughout the usual channels in the official Fortnite Creative Discord. They have a bunch of known issues with it here. I'm not going to go over them all, but they say we're currently working on these issues and they need to be fixed within the next couple of updates. We also love to get your feedback on the system as a whole, as well as what features you'd like to see added in the future. What feature do you like to see added in the future? So yeah, I mean, this sounds really cool. I can't wait to test some maps out that use this. In a fun, creative way, and then just can't wait for it to improve over time. Rainbow Royale. As part of the upcoming Rainbow Royale event, a new Rainbow Royale flag prop has been added to General Props Gallery A. There are plenty of other great things planned for Rainbow Royale, so check out the Fortnite Creative social media channels to learn more. Island Thermometer on all islands. The extra large islands use a grid-based memory thermometer, meaning whatever is placed in one grid square only contributes to the memory budget of the grid squares it influences. This feature is now active on all islands. This will make it easier for you to balance your islands and make the most of your memory budget. Immersive first-person editing. You can enter first-person mode while building in create mode on your islands. This will give you a finer degree of control when you are placing terrain, structures, or devices. The setting for immersive editing is in your quick menu, which you can open using the options hotkey. Like the Melee Designer device, this system is complex. Despite our extensive testing, immersive editing is likely to have some bugs and edge cases that we haven't found. So we consider this an open beta feature. You can help us out by reporting any issues you have when you're using the feature. Team and player maximum increased. Your islands can now have up to 60 players or teams. Server lifetime notifications. We've changed the way that server lifetime and restart is handled. Previously, when you arrived on your island, there was a storm countdown, and the storm eliminated you when the server was about to restart. Now, there are pop-up messages that alert you to the remaining server lifetime, and the server automatically returns anyone on the island to the Fortnite lobby when it restarts. Let's see here. They have prefab and gallery updates. They added 4 new imposter prefabs and 3 new imposter galleries. They added 4 new colossal crops prefabs. They added 2 new color picker galleries so that you can customize colors for foliage, props, and grass floors. They added colossal crops assets to the Bony Burbs galleries and renamed them as shown below. They got floor and stair gallery, primal floor and stair gallery, primal wall and roof gallery, primal prop gallery. They added a side growing tree prop to the deserted fortress prefab and deserted fortress prop gallery. Create mode options updates. In the quick menu, 2 new values have been added to the flight speed option, 0.1x and 10x. And then there's a whole lot of bug, device fixes, island fixes, and gameplay fixes within creative. So there you go. That is our creative update. Check out creative. Check out that melee stuff. That sounds like that is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so other than that, I don't have any other news to cover today. So for now, let's go ahead, look at these LTMs. We have the player way section still here. The trending variety has 150 levels death run, dark so easy, 200 level default death run featuring Adidas. For trending combat, we got Swing Network, Swing New York, IO training base red versus blue, 10 versus 10, Castle Wars, Millionaire Tycoon, the Blimp a Gun game, one shot sniper. Only player 16, Dollhouse TDM, Landshark, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Today is Thursday, so you know what that means. That means we got some new weekly quests. Let's go ahead and take a look at these. What do we have? Challenge a character to a duel and defeat them. You deal SMG damage to opponents within 5 seconds of sprinting, 250 in total. Emote in the giant cuddled team leader head for 5 seconds. Refuel a vehicle at different gas stations in a single match. Slide 50 meters continuously. Throw a boogie bomb while at an IO outpost. Use a junk rift in Wreck Ravine or at Rocky Wreckage. And that is your quest for this week. We'll give you some tips on how to get some of those done throughout the rest of the week. For now, let's head over to the item shop and see what we have today. Okay, well, we have a Destiny 2 still here, Patrick Mahomes, our Rainbow Royale stuff. Don't forget to claim it. You know what? I'm going to claim it now while I got you guys here. Listening to the podcast or watching on YouTube, because I don't want to keep forgetting to purchase it after I'm done recording the podcast, and I don't want it to become too late later on down the line. Because, you know, whenever I finish recording these podcasts for you guys, I always, like, I either start playing matches right away, and I don't think about going back to the item shop, or, you know, sometimes if it's, like, late and I'm tired, like, I just, like, go straight to bed afterwards. So, you know, I often forget to go back into the item shop and get something that I wanted after I'm done recording. So, definitely, we got them all claimed now. So, love all this Rainbow Royale stuff. Phantasm's pack still here. Riley outfit for 1,200 comes with that ghostly back bling. The double cross outfit with the floral shell back bling is 1,200. The free mix emote is 500. Zany emote for 500. The Macarena emote for 500. Shadow Boxer emote for 200. The Madcap outfit with a bellow bag backbling for 1,500. Crescent Shroom harvesting tool for 800. Fastball outfit with the double play backbling for 1,200. Slugger outfit with the strike zone backbling for 1,200. Grand Slammer harvesting tool for 500. Home Run Glider for 500. We have the Supersonic outfit with the gauge backbling for 2,000. Airhead outfit for 1,200. Maverick outfit with the Bat Attitude back bling for 1,500. Shade outfit with the Ballistic back bling for 1,500. Clutch Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. We got the Starfire Bundle. This is new out of DC, one of our Teen Titans. Starfire outfit, Princess... I don't remember how to say these. Coriander of Tamarind, and founding member of the Teen Titans. You also have the Silky Backbling, Starfire's mutant moth larva, who is always hungry, silky to her friends. Starbolt harvesting tool, energy projections produced from Starfire's fists. You got Starfire's flourish emote, demonstrate your Tamarian powers in the beautiful display. And Starfire flies loading screen, follow the light. This bundle is for 1,800, which is 800 off the total. You can get them separately. Starfire outfit with this silky back bling is 1,500. Starbolt harvesting tool is 800. The Starfire's flourish emote is 300. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE. In the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support this show. That is the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.